things to say. But you know what?
He's always got something to say.
I came in here, Terry, with no outline, no script, absolutely no idea. And we just started talking. I think I've done pretty well.
I think you've done really well after being on the air with
Scott for 45 minutes yesterday.
That's right.
Yeah, but again, you have not been to Pittsburgh before. That's a good topic of discussion.
Yeah.
Because
I
didn't know.
Right, no.
And I know, you know, you're a big sports fan, and again, you're a wrestling promoter. So they're just things that I think that are near and dear to you when you come to a town like this and that you do discover.
Yeah. I would like to... My goal was I would love to reach out to some of the legends and maybe, you know, if we had some free time, maybe bring some of those legends
on.
We'll
see if Terry Bradshaw is available. Toss a pigskin around here.
Okay. All right, I'm going to turn my mic over to Scott now. So.
Okay, Scott is going to be joining me. Again, Scott Spears, I call him the interviewer to the stars, our program manager.
Well, Adam.
All-around radio legend in...
Adam.
In Ohio.
No, I tell you what. In the radio business, we have a saying. It's called, you sweat blood to get these remotes over the air. The blood sweating is done. We are now on the air completely and well-sounding, according to Sean Kraft. Sean, I know you're listening back there in Marion, our other manager at the station, the guy who stayed behind so we could come here and have this fun.
The crafty one.
Crafty one, absolutely. A brilliant guy with computers, and he was on his way to his other job today and turned around and came back and made sure we were on the air. So, Sean, thank you so much. And we are now...
I was wearing a hat. I would take my hat off.
You did. So I don't know how much they missed of what you guys have said. A lot of it was recorded, but we are on now for sure.
Well, that's... Well, we were talking about Pittsburgh, Scott, and I know Terry's a big sports fan, as I am. He's a wrestling promoter. That's kind of how you met him,
actually. You have to come to one of those events.
Yeah. I know you called him President Tackett once. That was kind of...
He is the president of the organization.
Yeah, he's the president of Marion Wrestling or... some other very
classic
important...
Classic championship
very important... important position that the gentleman has.
Here's what I want to say, and I'll get back to you, Adam, because you're going to we're going to have Walt Tsang here before the afternoon is over. We're going to have somebody on from the Heinz History Museum. But it's the first time I've really had a chance to sit here and look at this. This is so impressive.
This whole facility
is so impressive. And let me say this to the people in Marion. I drove it this morning. It's 3.5 hours. You drove it yesterday, Adam. Terry was on the ride today. This is a day trip. And if you come, if you leave at 7 o'clock in the morning, you will be here by 11:30. You need to make the Heinz History Museum a landmark stop. Because we are just, there's 7 floors to this building. I've only been on 2. And I haven't seen a quarter. I haven't seen a tenth of what's in this building, and I am super impressed. Now, you have to understand, we are taping this for radio, so you'll see the video when we get back television-wise. But there is a spooky, and I mean spooky in the best sense of the word, Madame Tussauds in New York, the Wax Museum.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers is sitting behind us, and it looks like him, and he's got the red cardigan on. And he's right behind us on television. His show is airing up on the screen.
He's actually tying his shoe. How realistic is that?
His living room is behind us. Now, I was told by one of the great staff members here that there's been a sweater donated that was his that is now here on display, as well as a pair of Mr. Rogers' canvas shoes. I don't think they were Chuck Taylor's, but I think they were just canvas shoes.
Keds, I think.
Was that what they were? Good. They're here. Now, aside from all that, you have Mr. Rogers on his front porch, but you have the castle. You have King Friday and what were the Lady Elaine and the whole puppet gang is over there. Mr. McFeely's bicycle is right over here, along with the trolley. There's the trolley right up there on the shelf. So it's an amazing area. Oh, and you can't see this on the video, but we'll get a picture of this. The tree where X, the owl, is that right?
I believe so.
I believe right.
Owl, yeah.
Did my homework correctly. Lived is in front of us. This is a whole section devoted to Mr. Rogers, and it's a fantastic, fantastic area. Now, to emphasize the Fred Rogers set, we're coming across kind of dark on this video. That's fine, because I don't really... You see us, but you've seen us. I want you to see what is behind us. And we'll bring back a ton of pictures without question. But what a facility. What a great event. What a just truly it's a place where you need to go. I guess is the bottom line. If you're coming to Pittsburgh, or even if you weren't planning a day, gas is not that expensive right now. Just head over to Pittsburgh. You get a tank. You'll make it both ways. So that's my piece, I'm talking now.
Yeah, strongly recommended. The staff has been so accommodating in getting us set up and just making us feel comfortable. It's just a new environment. The people here are great. It's easy to get to. And there's many more exhibits. This is one of dozens of exhibits. I like neighborhoods and local geography. Right in front of me is 90 Pittsburgh neighborhoods with photos. And you look out this big glass picture window. You can see the skyline. If you saw the photos that I put on Facebook, that's Pittsburgh, my friends.
Oh, it's Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh is a great city of innovation, the Steel City, here in the Keystone State. But it is also, for my money, a city that has kept its roots. Now, I don't want to speak badly of Columbus. I like Columbus. We live 45. You live in Columbus.
I believe so.
You do. I like Columbus, but a lot of old Columbus is gone.
Right, right. No, and I agree, Scott. Believe me.
Pittsburgh is here.
I have, and we see that in Cincinnati also. Columbus, they just knock stuff down, and they build it for this urban revitalization. Some of it is okay. A lot of it I find quite objectionable. And I'm still crying over the city center being torn down.
They tore that down?
I think it could have been revitalized.
See, I haven't been down there for so long. I didn't realize they tore it down.
A long time ago.
Is it casino now?
The casino's on the far west side. It's Columbus Commons. It's kind of like what it was before the mall, where it was like a skating rink and a park. It's actually a park.
But that's nice.
I still miss the mall. Some of the revitalization, yes, I agree with, but a lot I don't. And yes, you don't see that here. This is an old school town.
Old school, and we need a little old school.
Again, a bit like Cincinnati. The difference being, Cincinnati is one river. We have three here, and navigating this town is an adventure. Even as good as I am at finding things, it even challenges me. You know, Cincinnati, not as much because I'm there so often, but here it is different. But yeah, Google Maps is your friend, and just use your instinct. Look for the skyline, look for the water, and cross your fingers, and hopefully you'll end up where you want to go. But if you don't, it's okay, because you'll be somewhere that's really cool.
And come.
Yeah, come something to the museum.
Come to the museum. But come something or high water. We're going to get this WWGH sign on the front of this thing before the next break.
We're going to find our tape,
and we're going to get this thing up, and we're going to be...
Yeah, we will.
I love this place. I really do. I've only been here, hour and a half now? And I am just so impressed. I mean, I keep wanting to turn my head and away from the microphone, but it's unbelievable that this is what was on television for more than 30 years, the better part of a century.
Yeah, I was very sad when Mr. Rogers died, believe me. What an important...
He's right there.
Yeah, well, an important impact that the guy had. I don't want to get political. I talked about it yesterday. Me and Terry talked about it.
But we
need to be sure that public radio and public TV and NPR are funded. And, I mean, part of it is selfish. I mean, yes, NPR is great, but I think it also makes stations like WWGH stand out.
You heard iHeartRadio hit the bricks. We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, and again, it's not all their fault, but a lot of it, they dug their own grave.
No.
But you would know Scott again as someone who worked at
iHeartRadio
in Maryland. But one thing that's come up, you know, and I'm in a lot of Facebook groups about AM radio and the old days of radio, and I was a DJ when DJs played records, blah, 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 is being the flagship of a major sports team is helpful, and that's what's kept WLW in Cincinnati afloat. They're not the powerhouse they were. Again, they were part of J-Corps. Now they're iHeart, but they will survive. But WTVN in Columbus isn't a shadow of what they used to be. And not to mention the station in Marion. And you would know more than I would, Scott, because you know the people that are there. I talked about Jeff. I mean, you're friends with him, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Dear friend.
You know more than I do. And it's not all their fault, because we now have the streaming apps. We have Spotify, and even I'm guilty of listening to satellite radio in the car. But satellite radio is more for music. Of course, they do have sports and talk shows. But when I listen to a Reds game, I listen to WLW, even when I'm not in Cincinnati. It's a 50,000-watt station. You can get it 150-mile radius from Cincinnati. I like hearing the hearing the primary source, and that's going to keep that will keep the powerhouse AM stations alive. But the smaller ones that iHeart has gobbled up, they have some serious problems, and I don't know what's going to happen.
And this is local,
right? And that's another
this thing. This what we're doing right now. This is what local radio did in the heyday.
Right.
They went to New York. They went to Pennsylvania. They went to California. And they did these. And you know what? It didn't always work. And I think sometimes we have to. A good lesson from a man sitting over my left shoulder here, Fred right shoulder, Fred Rogers, is do your best. Try to get it done. If you don't, that's okay.
Right.
All will be fine. Because you know what? We did have a little technical difficulty. That's fine. But we are flying now, and we've got more than 3 hours to go.
I mean, you're special. You're one of a kind, and that was important to me. Because, you know, I'm kind of unique and quirky, and I embrace that. And I tell you, Mr. Rogers has helped me embrace that. And not only that, just rekindling my love of the show and my immense respect for him and his cast members. That's increased that thought without a doubt.
I just love looking at this monitor, because when you look at this monitor, you can see the castle and the blue. And who's that sticking out? That's King Friday. King Friday,
right? Voiced by Mr. Rogers. He was the voice.
Absolutely. And it's just an amazing area. And as I say, and we're going to get pictures of what you're not seeing over here, which is the matter of fact, we'll hit that flipper at some point. Hit the flipper. That's technical flipper. Term. The flipper. We'll hit the video interface over there and get a picture of the living room at some point during this program. But we got Walt Sang coming up here in the next two-hour period, possibly a drop-in by David Newell. We're going to have somebody on from this fantastic center, the Heinz History Museum, I believe in the 4 o'clock hour. So there's lots to come. You don't want to switch
Walt
that
Sang
dial.
Walt Sang is from the Cleveland area, so he's a he's a regional person. Yeah, and he's a well-known photographer, very respected. And quite an honor to have designed the stamp. And what a job he did. My goodness.
Absolutely. And again, it is a must-stop to come to the Heinz History Museum. And it's so easy to find. Exit 1A? 1A. Just get on 76. Follow it all. See, I drove, but Terry navigated. Take 76 all the way into Pittsburgh here. And once you get to 1A, you get off. And the tolls. I was told that the tolls were going to be horrendous, and like $10.
I didn't pay any tolls.
What roads did you take?
Tolls for
you
what?
You took the dirt
I
roads
took,
here.
I took 70 to 79 to 276 to 576. I'm just staying. I mean, I'm just staying
a mile
north of here. There's no tolls.
76 to 276.
So, yeah, we did that. But you didn't take the Ohio Turnpike?
No.
Oh, well, you got to take the Turnpike.
You don't take the Turnpike.
Well, I was on the Turnpike this morning.
I don't know. I didn't take a turnpike.
Yeah, it only costs like $1.76.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's okay. As long as you got here, it doesn't matter.
Under $10.
Doesn't matter.
That's what I'm saying. It's a cheap trip.
Well, we don't get paid enough here at the station, Scott. You know, the boss is kind of a tightwad. So.
You want a buck? I'll see that you get a buck.
I can't afford the turnpike.
I'll see you can take the turnpike home. Well, I tell you. Well, if you can tell by our voices, we're very exuberant because this is a very beautiful place to be in. And don't forget, tomorrow, our coverage will resume. Start listening to the station at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning because we'll be over at WQED, where Mr. Rogers emanated for 32 years, I believe he was on the air, 33 years. And we will have that stamp dedication. And all the people you're going to hear today will be there tomorrow. David Newell will be there. Walt Sang will be there. Mrs. Rogers will be there tomorrow. We hope to catch a moment with her. We hope to catch a moment with some of the philatelists. Philatelists are stamp collectors.
Correct, because I'm thank you very much. And I still collect stamps.
What's your prize stamp before tomorrow's, Mr. Rogers?
The Elvis stamp.
I knew it was going to be there.
I have so many. But yeah, Elvis was exciting when that one came out.
Yeah, I was talking about that yesterday with the man from the post office. I spoke to Bill Gicker. Bill Gicker, I think was his name. Bill, if I didn't get your name right, I'm sorry, but I know it was Gicker from the United States Postal. He's in creative development. Talked about how these stamps come about, and it's a lot. They get thousands.
Yeah,
and thousands.
It was like 20,000 applicants, and they chose Mr. Rogers.
Did you listen to that last night?
Some of
was
it.
Was his name Bill Gicker? Am I getting that right?
I forget the name.
I'd hate to get the man's name
I'll
wrong.
I'll need to get it because I don't remember. Yeah.
Bill. His name was Bill. We had Tom Janot on yesterday, who the Mr. Rogers movie is going to be based on.
Right. Starring Tom Hanks. Right.
Did you listen to that interview?
Part of it, yeah.
That thing was fascinating. This Tom Janot, what a story about how he wrote an article about Kevin Spacey and outed him at Esquire, and then they had to save his career, and he went and interviewed Mr. Rogers, and it changed his life. And that's the movie that you're going to see with Tom Hanks. It's going to be based on the Tom Janot, Tom Hanks, or Fred Rogers relationship. I don't know who's going to play Tom Janot yet.
I don't know. Did you know? Or?
No, I asked him.
Okay, well, that was like a pun there.
I asked him. That's the Ohio accent.
You know, that's a pun. Did you know?
I know. We're coming up on a break here.
It wasn't a very good joke, but I tried.
No, it wasn't. But you tried, and it was a wise crack, as you say with...
Yeah. hotel had free breakfast buffet, so I had that.
So you took advantage of that.
Oh yeah, I had that. So I've done fairly well with eating, and it's been a good time so far. Weather's not bad. I mean, it's sunny. You know, it's sunny today and 30, so still a lot of snow on the ground, and it's not that warm. But to this work, coach, you'll be fine. Yeah, people have been nice.
Very hospitable.
Yeah, the hotel is nice. The Wi-Fi comes in and out, so I have to use my phone as a hotspot. Not happy about that, but I'll get over it.
The height of
so just adventures that you have when you travel.
Yeah,
and this is kind of a bit of a short notice. So I
one time.
I guess we're going to go to a break.
Big story.
This we'll continue next
we've been into teaching us how to know how to recognize somebody stealing. So this woman came up and she was walking funny like this, and so I thought, well, something's wrong here. I think she's got something between her legs, because we had seen that before, you know, in teaching. And so I went up and bumped her, and sure enough, a turkey fell out.
Is there any particular reason, I'm glad it does, but that the sign still stands over there?
Oh, yeah. Well, some truck hit it the other day, and
oh gosh,
and it shook it up. It didn't come down, but I thought about taking a shotgun in there and blow it up.
WWDH Radio, 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Like us on Facebook by searching WWGH, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, and clicking like for exclusive content.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Does it seem everyone is mumbling? Are you constantly asking people to repeat themselves? Is it a struggle to hear on the phone? Do you experience ringing in your ears? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you may have hearing loss. Hearing loss develops gradually, and treating it as soon as you recognize the warning signs can prevent it from getting worse. A free in-office hearing screening from Beltone can help determine your hearing loss and how best to treat it. 740-389-5566 to schedule your free hearing evaluation.
The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup.